Following the Yangtze will take me into the heart of a country once cut off from the outside world, but that's now being transformed.
Look at what we as a species are capable of. It's displayed here, I think, like nowhere else I've seen on planet Earth.
There's no doubt China's growth in recent decades has been remarkable, with hundreds of millions of people lifted out of poverty.
I'm a bit taken aback, frankly.
But with prosperity has come a search for meaning. Are there faiths and beliefs here that can help influence the path the country takes in the future?
Oh, flippin' egg. What a fantastic viewpoint. It's breathtaking. Part of the reason I wanted to start the journey along this stretch of the Yangtze, because this is the first bend in the river. So what? I hear you say, well, the river, the Yangtze, is heading south this way, and really it should head out of China, but it hits these hills, this mountain range over here that's made of hard limestone that it just can't erode even over eons of time. And so the river does an abrupt about turn and it heads that away back into and across China, and in doing so takes water and civilization and life to hundreds of millions of people.